Okay, Rabbi, so I want to share with you a thought for the upcoming Yontif and the upcoming Shabbos Yontif, which is really a response to a question that was asked me by Moshe Naron a couple weeks ago, just following Pesach. And you notice something very interesting in the Matzah, which you can see in the Tefillah Shel Shigayon. We add at a number of junctures additional words when Yontif falls out on Shabbos. And in particular, you'll see in the Shemoneh Esrei that we add the word Be'ava to the line Mikra Kodesh Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. For example, Chag HaShavuos, Zman Matan Torasena, Be'ava, Mikra Kodesh, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The word Be'ava is added only on Shabbos. And the question obviously has to be asked, what is it that's unique about Shabbos that has us add this additional word of Be'ava? And it's not the only time that this occurs. A little bit later in the same Shemoneh Esrei, the words Be'ava are added before B'simcha V'Sason, which is said on every Yontif. But Be'avav Rasam is unique to Shabbos. So that's the question. But what's even more perplexing is if you go earlier, the paragraph, Atidei Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Be'ahava Mo'adim L'Simcha Chagim Zmanim L'Sason. The word Be'ava at the beginning of Atidei Lanu is added, is said for every Yontif. If you look at the Maaser, it says, Atidei Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Be'ava, and I would add Shabbosos L'Menucha if it's Shabbos, but Be'ava always appears at that point in the Shemoneh Esrei, on every Yontif. So why is it that sometimes we add Be'ava only on Shabbos, as opposed to Yontif? And whatever the answer to that is, has to be understood in the context of the fact that elsewhere in the same Shemoneh Esrei, the word Be'ava is indeed there. And the answer, starting with the Matan Moshe, is as follows. Klal Yisrael, as we know, were forced to accept the Torah at Har Sinai, Kafalim HaKigigis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over their heads, until they agreed to be Mekabel Torah. Now, that's in terms of the vast majority of the mitzvahs in the Torah, but Shabbos was accepted by the Jewish people already before Matan Torah, a few weeks before. At Mara, they were already commanded about keeping Shabbos. And they accepted Shabbos at that point willingly, even though it was commanded to them again with the rest of the mitzvahs of the Torah at Har Sinai. At the original point in which they were informed about the mitzvah of Shabbos, they accepted it willingly. So therefore, that particular mitzvah, Shabbos, is termed with Ava Uvaratzon in our Shemoneh Esrei. Unlike Yontif, which was only given to us later, under the duress, so to speak, of Kafalim Harkagigas, so we don't give it that same description of Ava Uvaratzon. It's unique to Shabbos. I always said there is one point in which we do use Ba'ava to refer to Yontif. The answer is, look at the context. Atitein lano Hashem elokeinu bi'ahava mo'adim l'simcha chagim uzmanim l'sason. When it comes to the happiness and the joyous celebration of Yontif, the eating and the drinking and the celebration, so that we can do b'simcha, that we can do b'ahava, that we would do willingly, even if we weren't forced to do so. However, just right after that, when we refer to the Mikra Kodesh, Mikra Kodesh is the Isurim, the Malachos, the prohibitions of Yontif. So for that, Ba'av is only for Shabbos. Ba'av is only for Shabbos that we accepted willingly before Matan Torah, but we don't attach Be'ava to the Isurim of Yontif in the same way that we attach it to the Simcha V'Sasam in the line before. So this Pshat is really revealing because we also think about the Ava. Aspects of Shabbos that we love most are the positive, the mitzvahs asay, the kiddush, the onek, the kavod, the fancy clothing, also the celebratory aspects of Shabbos. That's what we would immediately associate with the avuv ratzon. And nevertheless, we're saying that even the negative commandments, the malachos, the isurim of Shabbos, are also bi'ava. And there's also a ratzon to fulfill those, even if we weren't forced to do so, even if we did not have the mountain held above our heads at Har Sinai. So obviously, as a person matures and they have a better understanding of their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and life in the real world, we have a better appreciation for Shabbos. And even the restrictions, when we think about it, are to our great benefit. To be able to unplug and disconnect from the rest of the busyness of the week and focus on spirituality once a week, even though it comes with restrictions, the restrictions that actually induce productivity, spiritual, ruchnistic productivity, that we wouldn't be able to do if life didn't slow down for that one day of the week. So there's an av ratzon even in that aspect of the lulav sasis of Shabbos, of the shomer, not just the zachar, but the shomer as well, that we are able to mark with this av ratzon every Shabbos, because we were makabel it biratzon before the Torah was given. This pshat of Matan Moshe is brought in the introduction to Sefer Nechal Shabbos that was published quite recently, in the last year or two, by Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon in Eretz Yisrael. And he expands on this Matan Moshe just a little bit with the following mashal. He says, compare for a moment in your mind. A couple gets married in celebration surrounding the chasana, and an anniversary party that the same couple holds 20 years later. So if you take these two events, and I ask you, which one is going to be a greater expression of simcha? So the answer is obviously the wedding. The wedding has a band. The wedding has hundreds of people. You get a fancy hall. You make a big meal. The anniversary, 20th anniversary, is significant. It's also very chashuv. But we're just not going to do the same thing. We're not going to have the same expression of simcha as we do at the wedding. Obviously, the simcha for the wedding is much greater. But if I would ask you again to compare the wedding versus the anniversary party, and now I asked you which one has a greater degree of ahava, you'd definitely say the second one. The anniversary party, after 20 years, the love there is greater. Because even though a couple gets married and commits to each other, and there's a love there as well. At the same time, the fact that the love that's expressed at the wedding, with all that simcha, comes without any mutual responsibilities to a great extent through the engagement period, up until this point that now they're beginning their life together, now is when that commitment carries with it great responsibilities. So the fulfillment of those responsibilities still hasn't occurred. And very often, a greater and deeper love actually evolves and emerges over time when the couple shares their life together. And even if the celebration of the simcha is not in the same way, but at the same time, the ava can be expressed much more profoundly after all these years of that shared relationship with each other, giving to each other, and perhaps adjusting their lifestyles to the other in order to be more flexible, in order to facilitate the needs and wants of their spouse. All of that contributes to the ava. And likewise, when you think about it, so Yontif has a tremendous amount of simcha, partly because it doesn't come every day, it doesn't come every week. It's much less frequent, so when a Yontif comes along, it's a lot easier to get excited about it. Whereas the Shabbos, every 7 days is another Shabbos. And it's more the day-to-day grind. And the simcha doesn't have to be expressed as much on the Shabbos, because the ahava is there. Because even though Shabbos comes with many restrictions, the restrictions are actually ways in which further and further love is fostered. In the same way that when I share my life with another person, I need to restrict my own desires and my own agendas and my own interests in order to make room for the other person. Shabbos is a lot of that as well. By rolling back on my impulses and my standard mode of living the rest of the week in order to make room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over time, that love can grow as well. And that's something unique and something characteristic of Shabbos, because it really integrates into my lifestyle. It's not a once every few months type of event. And the Avav Ratzon is uniquely appropriate in that context for Shabbos. And that's why we see the difference in our Shmona Esrei on Yontif. Have a wonderful Yontif and a wonderful Shabbos and Yontif together.